And just like that, we're back. You're listening to Community Focus right here on WPGC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. Well, if you take a peek at the calendar, you'll realize, dear God, we're already in the midst of August. Yes, it is August, which means it is summer, which means we are probably barbecuing and spending a lot of money cooking out. At least that's the case for me. I'm pleased to say that I'm joined during this segment by Miss Shahida Williams. She currently serves as the program manager in DISB's Office of Financial Empowerment and Education and is kind enough to join us this morning right here on Community Focus. I like to call it grilling with a budget, Miss Williams.
Oh, that is great. What a fun topic. And I'm really thrilled to be here, Mr. Lambert. Thank you for having me.
I got to tell you, I'm really excited for you to be here. So out of curiosity, what are some of the tips for consumers to really prevent overspending on food and entertainment this summer?
Well, some really important things to keep in mind are to, one, plan it out with friends and family. Since these are the folks you're going to be hanging out with, you know, plan it out with them, spread out the responsibilities and therefore the cost of the activities that you're doing. Also, take turns hosting. That's something that I enjoy with my friends, is that we tend to rotate who hosts or where the events are going to happen. That also does a good job of preventing overspending. And then lastly, as a budgeting tip, using the envelope method. That's where you take the cash that you've allocated for a specific event and put it in an envelope. And once you spend it, it's gone. So that's how you can, it's a hard stop. That's how you can prevent overspending.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's so smart. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you. And as I'm listening, I'm thinking about all the things that me and my family do. And then I'm thinking back to my grandma. And I remember my grandmother would go to the store with a ton of coupons. And I would be so embarrassed and so upset. Grandma, it's going to take forever. But now that I'm an adult, I look at it and say, dear God, I could save so much money. I'm curious, are coupons worth the trouble?
Well, it's interesting. Yes and no. So I also like coupons, but in my childhood experience, I also remember the embarrassment of the big envelope full of coupons and checking out the different price points and all that. So yeah, it has a certain nostalgia too, but I still love saving money. And I imagine many of your listeners do too. So coupons are, it's just important to keep in mind, a marketing tool first. Okay. So coupon companies issue coupons to get you to buy their product, right? So coupons are great saving if you're going to buy the product anyway. But if you're not going to buy the product or you weren't thinking about trying it, now it becomes an extra expense, right? So in conclusion, I guess I would say coupons are really best for items you ordinarily buy, need, or want to buy. So I would never just use a coupon just because I had one.
Yeah.
That's how you'll.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I'm still going to sign up. I mean, it makes sense for me. Out of curiosity, I love to talk to folks about Costco. And the reason being is because I recently discovered it. I'm so embarrassed. I crawled from under a rock. I had no idea this thing existed. And I'm thinking about wholesale stores. So Costco's, BJ's, Sam's Club. Are they a great way from a wholesale perspective to save money?
Yeah, again, along the same vein as coupons, they're really good for things that you're actually going to use when you buy. Because keep in mind, when you're going to those wholesale stores, you're buying things in bulk. That means large quantities. So if you're going to save money because it's cheaper to buy it by the dozen or, you know, the five dozen if you're at one of those stores, then that's great. But if you're going to throw out, you know, three dozen, and only use two, it wasn't really worth the savings, right? So it's really important to make sure you keep your eye on what you're actually going to buy. And if you're not an impulse shopper, because those stores love to take advantage of our desire to save money. And so they always have bargains, like lying through the aisles and all that. And before you know it, you're buying bedroom furniture and you went to go get stuff for the cookout. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, but it's so true. I mean, what you're saying, I'm thinking about, that's what happened in my family year in and year out. Not only that, but we would also take a summer vacation, and it's now August. We are about to embark on a new school year. However, before that gets started, you got to go vacay and you got to take the entire family with you. With that being said, how can folks save money during these trips?
Well, there's a couple of things you can do that to save money that will cost you a few dollars on the front end, and there's some things you can do for free. So according to DC Sustainability Energy Utility, or DCSEU, one of our district government counterparts that's responsible for helping people with energy costs, making sure that you keep spending on certain things very low, right? And then, let me revise that. The first thing you want to do is when you're going on a trip, pack snacks and beverages in the cooler instead of stopping. Like, that's the first place to stop. Ooh, I almost forgot about that. So you want to pack things like sandwiches, fried chicken, sliced fruit, popcorn, chips, things that the whole family can enjoy, but it's going to be also economical for the trip. So you have to take fewer stops. Of course, it's less when you have to go to the restroom or take a rest break, but you won't be buying those expensive foods along the way. And then again, according to the Department of Energy, don't speed. So saving on gas mileage, is going to be really, really important. So the higher you go over 50 miles an hour, you're spending more on gas, right? Then using cruise control also can help along that vein, keeping your speeds lower. And then, they say you can save about 15 to 30% of your fuel economy just using cruise control. So if you're driving long distances, that can help as well. And then try to leave early or late so that you can avoid, the rush hour and that stop and go traffic, which that idling can really eat into your gas economy.
Yeah. And should you I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the last thing I was going to say is, and before you hit the road and pack those snacks, make sure you get an oil change and air filter change if you do, because that really sets everything else in motion, making sure you get the most out of that tank.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, there's nothing worse than traveling and knowing that you're actually spending more gas money than you should because you're not doing it the right way. Well, now you know, DMV. Not only do you know about that, but what you should know is, dear God, it's hot as well. And so if it's hot, that means we got to blast the air conditioner. Or should we? What are some things we can do at home in order to prevent that cost?
Well, again, some actually very basic things that I think people overlook because, people are just so hot and they just want to, want some relief. But setting that thermostat around 78 is going to keep it, cool, but then also at an energy efficient temperature. And when it's 78 sounds high, but when it's 80, when it's 90 and 100 degrees, as we've seen recently outside, that 78 can seem very cool by comparison. So using smart thermostats, if you have one, or just, setting a reminder on your phone to set the temperature at 78, especially while you're away and sleeping. And if you need it to be cooler while you're home, then setting the temperature accordingly. And then on hot days, a big thing is to avoid heat producing tasks like using the dishwasher, laundry machines, using the oven, things like that. And, just kind of waiting until the evening to use those things when it's cooler outside. And then lastly, dry your clothes on the clothesline. Take advantage of that heat, right? So just like grandma, used to have that clothesline in the yard, or if you live in an apartment or condo, take a line and hang one in your laundry room and really take advantage of that weather and open those windows up. That really will help save costs.
All great tips. And I'm wondering, being that you have so many, you talk the talk and I'm sure you walk the walk as well. Is there anything you could share with us overall about things that you have incorporated within your own budget?
Absolutely. I am a believer in the envelope because, again, I love Costco and BJ's and the like as well. And so when I go in those stores, again, I start getting dazzled about all the possibilities and all the cost savings. So having an envelope with the cash that's budgeted for the task at hand really helps keep me on task and keeps me from overspending. So I absolutely believe in that as a virtue. Also, I make sure that my friends and I use sharing hosting events and lots of buffets and potlucks to spread the cost during the summer. So, we don't have the cookouts at one place or one person is bearing all of the burden. So those are two really big tips. And then also like game nights. Also, inexpensive entertainment venues like Wine Country and game nights. Even if you don't drink, Wine Country is a fabulous place just to lay out, take in the scenery with friends and family, and just enjoy a nice summer day.
And if you don't know, now you know, courtesy of course, by Miss Williams. Once again, we've been chit-chatting with none other than Shahida Williams. She is the program manager and DISB's Office of Financial Empowerment and Education, and kind enough to join us this morning right here on Community Focus. Miss Williams, I guarantee I'm going to call you during the fall and during the winter as well, because I'm going to need tips again.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure, and thanks so much.
You're welcome. All right, folks, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. More Community Focus coming up next right here on WPGC 95.5.